This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. It's something when someone really famous dies here in the year 2020. Yesterday afternoon, early afternoon, my phone just started beep, 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 beep. I think many people have their phones set to make a noise when something big in the news world happens, when some big news happens, whether it's from a local news station app, a national news station app, a sports app like ESPN. Yesterday, over the course of a few minutes, my phone went off about five or six times. On an otherwise very quiet, rainy Sunday here in New Orleans. And the news was that one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived died at the age of 41 in a helicopter crash with eight other people, including one of his daughters, his young daughter, as they were going to one of her basketball games. Kobe Bryant, who this coming year, is going to get voted in to the Naismith Pro Basketball Hall of Fame. He's gone. And, you know, it's times change as we live longer. And I remember the days when someone famous died, the same person always called me. And she called me yesterday too, my sister. I'll always know I'll hear from my sister when someone dies. Even though my sister is not a sports fan, is not a basketball fan, my phone rang not long after. My phone was beeping like crazy yesterday. And my sister called me up and she said, how about Kobe Bryant? I said, what do you mean, how about it? And I knew to expect the call because she has been my death source for most of my life. I think many people may have a death source. If someone dies, you know who's going to contact you. You know which particular family member or friend. I think we all have a town crier in our lives. And you see it on Facebook a lot, too. I mean, I saw it yesterday on Facebook where people, a lot of women, not even basketball fans, but they had to go to Facebook to tell everybody in their Facebook world, hey, Kobe Bryant's dead. And that kind of knocked anything else that was happening, including last night's Grammy Awards, it kind of knocked it all to the back seat. And the ironic part about the Grammy Awards, they had the awards in the Staples Center in Los Angeles, the house that Kobe Bryant built. That was where he played his games for the Lakers, and that's where he won a bunch of NBA championships. He's a five-time NBA champ. He was an NBA championship most valuable player. He was a league most valuable player. And there's no doubt about it, when you talk about the greatest basketball players in the history of the world, Kobe Bryant is either in one handful or two handfuls. When you're talking about the greatest basketball players,
I'll put him at top five.
He's right around there. Yep. he's in that discussion of either the top five or definitely the top 10 basketball players who ever lived. And again, that's subjective. And so many of the guys who you would name, you can't just say, oh, no, this person shouldn't have been in. But Kobe Bryant is definitely in the top five or 10 basketball players who ever lived. And for him to die at 41 years old, that's the other thing. You know, when he was drafted into the NBA straight out of high school, we all, especially sports fans, we all got to know him at a very young age, from when he was 18 years old. And he was something. The Charlotte team in the NBA drafted him, but then on draft day, Jerry West, who was in charge of the Los Angeles Lakers at the time, made the trade to bring Kobe Bryant, an 18-year-old kid, out to Los Angeles. But basketball fans and sports fans knew who he was when he was in high school outside of Philadelphia, because he was that good. And he was one of the rare examples. He was one of the few players who successfully came into the NBA right out of high school. It's because so many of those players who were really good in high school, but it took them 2 or 3 or 4 years to get going in the NBA. That's why the NBA stopped doing that. You can't come out of high school directly out of high school anymore. You've got to wait 1 year. You've got to play 1 year of college basketball, and then you could go. I think they're going to go back to letting them come right out of high school, because who are the NBA to tell an 18-year-old financially strapped kid that he has to go to college for 1 year when everybody knows he's going to the NBA anyways? I think we're going to be seeing high school kids come out of high school again to go into the NBA. We're going to be seeing that in the near future, because why are you making these kids like Zion Williamson? Why are you making Zion Williamson go to college for 1 year, when everybody knows he would have went to the NBA out of high school or so? And then it was, again, the shocking part of it is, I mean, here's a guy, and 9 people died on that helicopter, 7 others besides Kobe Bryant and one of his daughters. And when someone that famous and that young, I mean, again, he's only 41 years old, when someone that famous, he transcended basketball because he was that good. When someone that famous and that young dies, then everybody, and that's all that seemingly happened yesterday. The Grammy Awards went on in his second home, the Staples Center in Los Angeles. And
I think that's one of the downfalls of 2020 social media. When I first heard the news, of course, you know, it's perplexing, it's troubling. But then you can't escape it after that, because you're constantly being reminded. Every social media platform, every news network, everything you watch. You know, I didn't watch the Grammys, so I don't know who was the drummer for the Aerosmith, but I did watch the Royal Rumble. And even at the Royal Rumble, they had to have the little memories. Like even this morning, we were doing show prep. It seems like there's nothing else going on. So even if I wanted time to reflect and kind of, you know, figure out, was, you know, just wrap my head around everything else, when I log on to anything on social media, it's boom, it's in my face again. It's in my face again. Everybody's sharing their personal stories that they have with them. Everyone's posting pictures that they have with them at the games or whatever they may have met them at. It's like you can't, it's constantly in my face. And I think that's the negative side of when somebody of that magnitude dies in 2020.
Well, Coleman, that's how famous he was. When someone that famous and that young dies like that, in a helicopter crash, there's no other news for the rest of the day. Everything gets put onto the back burner. There's no other news, because that's what people.
So in order to reflect, you just got to unplug from everything, and we can't, because of our jobs. We have to keep up what was going on. So it was just no escape from it, you know.
And then I had some. We're going to talk more about this coming up in a little bit. But then there were some Facebook friends who were wondering why that's all they're hearing about. And they were frustrated that first responders die in this country every day in towns and cities all over America. We never hear anything about them. Yet a famous basketball player dies in a helicopter crash, and that's all you hear about for the next 12, 24 hours. And we know why that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the notoriety, the fame aspect of it. And now they're saying that the helicopter crash, the weather was really, it was really, really foggy in Southern California yesterday. It was so foggy that the Los Angeles Police Department grounded all of their helicopters. And I think there were even, there were some delays out of the Los Angeles International Airport because of the fog. And they're saying now, because you wonder how possibly could this happen? It looks as if it was just really foggy and something happened up there. Maybe they hit a part of a mountain or something over there. But well, the latest on that, there are other things going on today as well. But it's a sad day when you see someone like that lose his life with one of his daughters. And a lot of people said that he was gonna go on and as an entrepreneur, as a businessman, they said that he was going to do great things as well, like he did on the basketball court.
Yeah, that's an undeniable fact. He had a lot of life left in him. It wasn't like he was sick. It wasn't like he was unhealthy. He was a young 41. He was an athlete. He had a lot going on for him, you know?
No, there's no doubt. It is sad. And a lot of people, especially if you're a sports fan, you kind of feel like you know the guy a little bit, even though we don't. But again, from the time he was 18 years old, we all saw him work. We all knew what he did. And sad story. And I'll bring up some of the other social media stuff. A couple of things that people shouldn't have posted yesterday. We'll get into that coming up here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday, when someone as famous and as young as Kobe Bryant ends up dying with eight other people, including one of his daughters, in a helicopter crash in Southern California, that pretty much stopped everything yesterday. And I know my phone, whenever there's a huge news story like that, my phone will beep a few times from different apps that I have on my phone, whether they're news stations or ESPN so I remember yesterday. It was a very, very rainy, cold day here in New Orleans. And I was just on my couch in my living room, and I was reading something, a story on my cell phone. And then all of a sudden, beep, beep, beep. And just different outlets were saying, Kobe Bryant's dead. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash. And at first, they didn't know. They thought more of his daughters were on the plane. There was a report early that said Kobe Bryant and his daughters, which he has four of them, died. And people were wondering, and there was a lot of misinformation going around right from the beginning.
And that's one of the problems with instant news. You know, you don't have time to verify it. Everyone wants to be the first to break news without verifying anything and everything. So, like the first time I heard it, it was 3 people that died. Then it was 5 people. Now it's up to 9. You know, so.
Yeah, and there are a lot of people that want to be the first person to let you know that somebody died. Call them town criers, whatever. But I think we all have friends on social media, and it, in my life, my sister is always the one who, when somebody dies, will be the first one to call me. And even though my sister's not even a big sports fan, I don't even know if she ever watched Kobe Bryant play basketball. But as soon as I heard about Kobe Bryant yesterday, then the next phone call I got was from my sister, and which she always does. She's always the one that, and I asked her that once. Why do you always call me when somebody dies? Well, I just want to make sure that you knew. Well, yesterday, especially in the day and age that we live in 2020, where everybody has a cell phone, everybody's connected to their, attached to their cell phones, that when something like that happens, many, many, many people know as soon as it happens. And I always wondered about that mindset. I think we all know people that they want to be the first ones to tell us when somebody dies.
Now, you know your sister better than I do. I've only met her once or twice, but she probably told you that. But when something like that happens, it reminds you how instant, you know, a loved one, a family member can die. So I think she uses that as an opportunity to reach out to you so she can kind of connect with you before something like that may happen to you or her. She may say, I just want to let you know, but in her mind, it might be when she hears something like that, it reminds her of how quickly things can happen, and she's using that to reach out to you.
Well, way to be a dime store psychologist, Coleman.
But well, once no, again, I mean, you know it better than I do. I'm just trying to find the silver lining.
No, that could be the truth. I mean, it's never gone through my mind ever when someone died for me to call people and to tell them, what, did you just hear the news? It's never gone through my mind.
But have you noticed it's mostly women on social media that have been posting, you know, rest in peace, take care of your family. Did you notice that, or was that just my Facebook feed?
Oh, no. It was mine, too. I mean, one of my ex-girlfriends, who's not a big sports fan, I don't think she watched Kobe Bryant play basketball very much. Mm-hmm. She took to Facebook, and she was sending out thoughts and prayers to the Bryant family, and I guess some people that they just, that's what they do.
The worst one I saw was this morning. It was on Twitter, and it was a woman, and she said, boobs for Kobe. And it was her just in a Lakers jersey, a Kobe Bryant jersey, and she just lifted her shirt up, exposed the boobs, and that was her way. And I thought, all right, now you're taking it just a bit too far. But there are people like that take these opportunities of a major tragedy of celebrity and try to
flash their boobs.
Yeah, or get some kind of attention from it themselves, whether it's them showing their personal pictures they had, or they're telling their personal stories about it, or flashing the boobs with Kobe Bryant jersey. Like, some kind of way they're going to garner some attention or say, I know what's going on, I'm in the know too, or, you know, they personalize it, in other words.
Well, once the news came out, and it was early afternoon yesterday here in New Orleans, that was pretty much it when it came to things happening yesterday. So many people that I know on social media, that's all they talked about. I know in prime time last night on ABC and on ESPN, they're owned by the ABC, owns ESPN, but they both ran a 1-hour prime time special on the life of Kobe Bryant. And if you're wondering, wow, that's the only thing that I saw yesterday. When someone that famous, and again, he's one of the 5 or 10 or anywhere in between those two numbers, greatest basketball players in the game's history, in the history of the game, he's one of the greatest who ever played the game. When someone like that dies, and because he was so great, he transcended basketball, and so most people knew who he was, knew the name because of his greatness. He won 5 championships. And he was drafted right out of high school. So sports fans knew him from when he was 18 years old. And that's the other thing. I mean, he was 41 years old. He was just turning the page in his life. And who he was going to get inducted this year into the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's got to wait 5 years from when you retire, and then you're eligible. And this is his 5th year. He was going to get voted in this year.
Yeah, but I do miss the days when news like that happened. You only heard it from news sources like ESPN. Now with social media, everyone's a journalist, and you hear it constantly. Even if you didn't get it from the news, somebody who heard the news is going to share the news, and they're going to share it, and it goes viral so quickly.
And there were,
and it's hard to get away from. And that's one of the problems I had yesterday. Even if I wanted to escape, I couldn't.
Yeah, well, that's the world we live in right now, Coleman. And again, it was because of his greatness. And the fact that he's 41, one of his young daughters was on the plane. He was going to one of her basketball games, which he coached. Things like that are not supposed to happen. Evidently, it was really foggy when he was on the helicopter yesterday morning. And there were 9 people who died. He and his daughter were 2 of 9 people who died. And I saw some people on social media just wondering why so many people care about when a celebrity dies, when someone so famous dies, when we have first responders who die every day and every night, and nobody ever knows their names in different cities all over the country. But you know why that is. Most people don't know the names of first responders, so they're going to say, well, yeah, that's sad, but then they're going to be moving on to something else. When it's someone so famous, like Kobe Bryant, you don't move on from that right away.
And it's not just the fame part, it's also the influential part. When you have somebody that you see on TV constantly, he's on games, he's garnering, he has these high stats, and he's making cameos in movies and TV shows and commercials. They also influence younger people who like now play for the Pelicans. They say, I want to be Kobe Bryant. So it's not just that they're famous, it's also that they're influential to other people, because it doesn't necessarily have to be a celebrity or athlete. It could be a politician or a religious leader that has a lot of fame. If even one of them dies, they're going to get a lot of attention because how much they influence other people. So first responders, of course, they're very important, but they don't get a spotlight or a trophy. They're not on TV. Like, well, I guess live PD maybe, but most of the first responders, they're not on TV every day. They're not on ESPN, no.
And if you're going to say why is it like that? Well, there are several things that are like that in this country, and that's just the way it is. He's someone that most people knew who he was. And so when you get someone that famous who dies at 41 years old, isn't that how old Drew Brees is? Same age as Drew Brees?
And that's one of the things, that's why I wanted to get away. I'm not that far from Kobe Bryant. And it was a reminder to me of how quickly things can happen, because I have that Superman mentality. I'm young, I'm in shape,
yeah,
I take care of myself, and I think I'm reckless. I can do a lot of dumb stuff. And that was a sober reminder. And then just to see his face constantly reminded me, like, it can happen to you. It can happen to you. It can happen to you. That's, it's that feeling inside,
And there were a few inappropriate Facebook posts, social media posts, that I saw yesterday. We'll let you know what's going on with that. There's a time and a place for everything. And we saw a little bit yesterday how some people don't really get that. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So last night was the 62nd annual Grammy Awards. I only watched a little bit. I didn't watch much because I haven't watched much of the Grammy Awards, in the last pretty much forever. Rock and roll seems to be an afterthought with the Grammys. And I saw a couple of rappers say black music, focus on, or they don't care about black music on the Grammy Awards.
Yeah, I think P. Diddy said that. I think we owe him.
Said that.
Yeah.
So, but last night, Aerosmith, this is their 50th year this year, and Aerosmith performed at the Grammy Awards, and their drummer did not play with them.
So I owe you lunch then.
Well, that was you thought all of that Joey Kramer, the drummer of Aerosmith for 50 years, not being allowed to play at the Grammy Awards with Aerosmith.
I thought it was a PR
stunt. Yep. Thought it could have been a public relations stunt. But it wasn't. They let him walk the red carpet, and they let him go get the awards with them. They just didn't think that he could play. And we brought this up last week after Joey Kramer said, they're not letting me play. I got to sue them to let me play. This is my band too. He actually named the band Aerosmith when he was 19 years old, some 50 years ago. But their performance with Run DMC, when they did the song Walk This Way, they said it was, I did watch some of that. I didn't see the whole thing. I saw some of it, and it was pretty chaotic. They had a few issues with the microphone, there were a lot of people on social media complaining about the Aerosmith performance last night with Run DMC. Some people said that Run DMC saved Aerosmith last night.
I mean, if it was a tech issue, you can't really put it all on Aerosmith. If it was microphones and equipment, maybe a lack of a sound check or something like that, if they hadn't rehearsed. But
they had so much time to prepare, Coleman. There shouldn't have been any problems with microphones. There shouldn't have been any quote unquote sonic problems. But there were. But the last couple of times, the last few times Aerosmith has played a big award show like that, they've had some issues. They've seemingly had issues. And I had some of my friends, big Aerosmith fans too, saying after last night they should just call it a career at this point. They should just say 50 years, that's enough.
Joey's probably glad he wasn't part of that catastrophe after watching the show then.
After reading some of the reviews about their show last night and after watching it, it was not Aerosmith's greatest moment. We'll put it that way. And the ironic part is it was in the Staples Center in Los Angeles on the same day where Kobe Bryant, the man who built the Staples Center in Los Angeles, that's where it's the same day where he died, and him and one of his daughters and seven other people were killed in a helicopter crash. And then that night in the building that he used to play in, they had the Grammy Awards, and they paid tribute to him as well. And coming up next, a little bit more, and some of the social media posts about Kobe Bryant that were not called for yesterday, and there were some things that happened. And that's all you heard about, because the guy's one of the greatest ball players, basketball players who ever lived. He was more than just famous. He was a cultural icon for many, many people. And that's why we saw so much outpouring on social media in the wake of the death of Kobe Bryant yesterday. But we'll tell you about a few things that shouldn't have been said. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And sad day yesterday. And I know that when Kobe Bryant's helicopter crashed, killing nine people, including Kobe and one of his daughters, pretty much news yesterday stopped after that. That's all people were what most people were talking about on social media, were, because when someone's that famous, someone who again, literally one of the greatest basketball players in the history of the game, he's not in the top five, he's without a doubt in the top 10, and that's subjective. But he's right there. He's in that conversation. The greatest basketball players in history. He had transcended the game. He was a cultural icon for a lot of people. And I know for many people in Southern California and Los Angeles, because that's where he played his entire career. And sports fans in this country got to know him at 18 years old when he was drafted right out of high school. And life just isn't supposed to work that way. You're not supposed to be 41 years old with one of your daughters who you're taking to a children's basketball game that you coach. And the helicopter crashes to the earth and kills the 9 people, including Kobe Bryant that were and his daughter that were on that plane or on that helicopter. They're saying now that it was very foggy. And the Los Angeles police released a statement saying that they had all of their helicopters down at that time yesterday morning because they have a rule. You have to be able to see at least 2 miles. And they said it was so foggy that you couldn't see 2 miles. So that's why the Los Angeles police, all of their helicopters were already grounded. And so it's the only thing that I'm thinking of. I mean, how it's not supposed to happen. How possibly could that happen? And I think it was so foggy that they may have hit part of a mountain and then came down. And then obviously that ruled social media yesterday. That's all people were talking about. And then there were a few inappropriate things that were put up on social media yesterday. One of my Facebook friends from up north thought he posted the actual helicopter crash. He went to YouTube and there was a video going around. It said, here's Kobe Bryant's helicopter crashing. And it was a helicopter and it was crashing, but it was not Kobe Bryant's. There were people on that thread that debunked that. And they said, no, this happened somewhere else and here. And they put a link to where you could find that out. So there were people that were actually trying to put the helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant and his daughter and 7 other people. They were trying to put that on their own Facebook page.
Well, yeah. Sometimes when something like this happens, you get these guys on YouTube that want clicks and views. So they can have larger ad revenue. So when something like that happens, they're known for making fake posts that are hot right now, whether it's a fake video or a fake picture or fake news, and they might put a fake thumbnail on the little YouTube icon just so people can click it, because they take opportunities just to get clicks and clicks and clicks. And
well, a couple of my Facebook friends did that yesterday, and one of them I've known for a long time. I went to his inbox and I said, dude, this is not the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash. This is video of another helicopter crash. You gotta get that off of your.
But even if that is the real crash, why would you want to share
that? I know. Why
that
would anybody put
and
that,
put
up
that
there?
On there? Yeah, why would somebody want to put a tragedy like that on their own Facebook page?
And then yesterday there were a few of my Facebook friends that were calling him a rapist and wondering why he's getting all of this attention. Is it because he's one of the greatest basketball players in the history out of anybody who's ever played the game? And then he was a cultural icon for a lot of people as well. That's why that's what everybody was talking about yesterday. But there was a couple of my Facebook friends that called him a rapist and that said, we're now celebrating rapists. And if you go back to that was about 17 years ago in Colorado. He was never convicted of rape. He always said it started out as consensual. But when the trial started, she, the victim, refused to go into court and testify, which ended that case. The case got thrown out of court. He then, in a civil trial, paid her some money. He wrote her a check in a civil trial. But Kobe Bryant was never convicted of raping that woman. And this is some of the things that were spreading on social media yesterday. It only takes a second to look it up for yourself. Kobe Bryant's rape case was thrown out of court because the victim refused to go into court and testify.
And there's always people like that. When a famous celebrity dies, they always look for the one negative thing that they can find in their life, whether it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 17 years ago, and Kobe Bryant's. And they always point that out. Like if a 80-year-old celebrity did something in their 20s and that 80-year-old celebrity died, to go all the way back in his 20s, he did this. And it makes me wonder, is there a such thing as redemption? can we forgive people? Like, or do we always have to hang on that one thing that they're known for the rest of their life, even if they moved on or they were found only guilty in the court of public opinion and not necessarily in a court of law? They always got to attack that one thing on them for the rest of their life, no matter how good they've done for the community.
Well, Greg Coleman, there's no doubt there were a lot of people on social media yesterday that weren't big Kobe Bryant fans, and they didn't understand why he was getting so much attention. Well, when you're one of the greatest human beings who ever did their job in the history of the world, that's why you're getting so much attention. That's why Kobe Bryant got so much attention yesterday. But to bring up the fact that he was a rapist, and again, that case was thrown out of court, he did write her a check, and he paid her in a civil lawsuit. And unlike O.J. Simpson, he actually paid his victim in a civil lawsuit. You know, the Goldmans are still chasing O.J. Simpson around for many, many millions of dollars.
And that's the part I hate. Like with Muhammad Ali, still to this day, people are always going to say he's a draft dodger instead of all the other positive, influential things he's done. They always have to go back to that one thing and tack that on him. And they constantly hate these celebrities for that one thing for the rest of their lives. And that's the part I don't like about it.
Yeah, I can't live. Life's too short to live with that much negativity inside of me.
Yeah.
And some people are just, they've just got such negativity inside of them. And yesterday was not the time or the place to get into the Kobe Bryant rape trial.
Right.
That wasn't it. But then I saw so many people misrepresenting what happened in that rape trial. And I told you what happened. So anyways, it's a sad day when... Again, how old is he? He's 41. He's the same age as Drew Brees, huh?
Mm-hmm. Young.
And it's just a shame that we won't see what the entrepreneur side of him was going to accomplish in his life. And it's just so sad. Him and his daughter and seven others, a total of 9 people died yesterday, and thinking it was because of the fog, but we won't know for sure. But that's just a helicopter like that is not supposed to crash. It's not supposed to. And that's why there's a lot of shock out there. All right, there are other things going on. I couldn't believe this story when I saw it. A cobbler is making national headlines. You know what a cobbler is. I'm not talking about peach or apple cobbler, the delicious dessert. You know what a cobbler is, don't you?
If I had to guess, it sounds like somebody that beat something up with a club.
No, that's not what a cobbler is.
Okay. I don't know what a cobbler is then.
We'll explain why a cobbler is making national headlines and why cobblers used to be a lot bigger in this country. They're not that big anymore.
Clearly, because I don't even know what a cobbler is.
When we come back home, and I'll tell you what a cobbler does.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why this one's making national news. This is an unbelievable story. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So over the weekend here in New Orleans, Dixie Beer, the new Dixie Brewery, officially reopened. Yes, out in New Orleans East, there's something going on there, and that's good news. I enjoy Dixie Beer, and Dixie Light is good too. I know Coleman, you're kind of very, you're a big beer fan, but you're picky with the beer you like.
Yeah, I'm a beer snob.
I wouldn't call you a beer snob, but I remember when I first met you, you enjoyed Heineken, but then you've made the switch to Yingling.
Yes, yeah. But it was at a beer fest. I think I met you at a beer fest, and they had the 100-something beers, and I would always go to these beer fests, taste almost every beer that they had to offer, but still would have that taste for Heineken. But I don't know what happened. I tasted a Yingling one day. And then I thought it was just a phase, and I went back to Heineken. Heineken didn't taste right after that. Then I'm Yingling ever since.
I believe Yingling is the oldest beer in America.
American brewery.
It's been around longer than Budweiser, and it's been around. It's up there in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. That's where they brew Yingling.
And if they need a spokesperson, quote, hint, hint, wink, wink.
Well, I would happily be a spokesperson for the new Dixie Brewery in New Orleans East, and I'm a big Dixie Bear fan. We all knew the old brewery was downtown New Orleans, and it Tulane Avenue, and it was shut down after Hurricane Katrina, and He was dormant for a while. And I remember before he died, former Saints owner Tom Benson and his wife Gail, they ended up buying Dixie Beer, and now this new Dixie Brewery out there in New Orleans East, which just opened up over the weekend, that's a sign of life.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. And I do enjoy Dixie Beer.
Well, I tell you what, along with that food that I owe you from that bet that I lost, I also throw in a Dixie Beer in there for you.
Yeah, the bet Coleman just lost, if you're joining us. He thought Joey Kramer was going to play drums for Aerosmith last night. Everything we were talking about last week, how Joey Kramer was suing the band because they wouldn't let him play the 50th anniversary, the Grammys, and the Music Care Awards. They said they did invite him to play a lot of times, but he never showed up until late last week. And by then, they didn't have time to rehearse with him. So,
I was wrong.
So you were wrong. It was not wrong. A public relations move. He didn't play with him. So yeah. You could leave the lunch on the side. I'll just take the Dixie beer.
You got it.
Bring that up. Coming up next, we look at today in history. We call the segment "Why Today Doesn't Suck," and we hope you'll stay tuned for that report here on Bayou 95.7.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. And it's time for us now to look at today in history. And on this show, we call the segment
"Why Today Doesn't Suck."
January 27th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
A New Orleans legend died today in 1972. Mahalia Jackson died today in 1972. She was known as not only the Queen of Gospel, but she was called by many the greatest gospel singer who ever lived. And she was born here in New Orleans. She was a New Orleanian. And she said, quote, "I sing God's music because it makes me feel free."
Would you know offhand if she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I know Aretha Franklin is, but you think Mahalia Jackson is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't know offhand.
I don't think she's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Coleman. Although she has a Lifetime Achievement Award in the music industry and from the Grammys and such. But and now you can go see shows at the Mahalia Jackson Theater here in New Orleans. January 27th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1956. Elvis Presley's song Heartbreak Hotel is released. A pretty big beginning of rock and roll. Elvis Presley was going to sing the song on a television show. And so they released the song Heartbreak Hotel to coincide with him singing that song on a television show,
right,
which would have aired tonight. But you talk about the beginnings of something we all love, rock and roll. January 27th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
And it was today in 1970, John Lennon wrote and recorded one of his most famous songs in a single day. Today in 1970, John Lennon wrote and recorded the song Instant Karma. It's Gonna Get You. And, you know, when you look at how bands record music, to write and record a song that became a classic and to do it all in one day, it was a pretty big deal. And he did that today in 1970. And finally, it was today in 1958. Little Richard, speaking about the beginnings of rock and roll, he interrupted his music career to enter a seminary, a theological seminary in Huntsville, Alabama, where he would later receive a degree and he would be ordained. Little Richard. I mean, you talk about a guy, not only one of the inventors of rock and roll in the 50s, he happened to be black, lived in the South, and he happened to be gay. And talk about a guy ahead of his time a little bit.
That goes to show you, when the music is good, none of that other stuff matters.
It shouldn't.
It should never matter.
But I didn't know he was also ordained. And he took a break from his rock and roll career, starting rock and roll, to go take care of that today in 1958. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
All right, coming up on the show, I can't believe in the year 2020 a cobbler is making headlines all over our country. And we're gonna tell you why. And I'm not talking about the delicious dessert. I'm not talking about peach cobbler or apple cobbler. An actual cobbler. I'm trying to explain to Coleman what a cobbler is. But not only are they, there's a few still around. One of them is making national news. And wait till you hear why. This is bizarre. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So a cobbler is making international news this morning. A cobbler. Coleman, you've never heard of a cobbler before. I mean, outside of the delicious dessert, peach and apple and other types of cobblers. Very good.
Now, I was unfamiliar on what a cobbler was. It sounds like somebody that hits people with sticks or hits something with sticks, like clobber. I guess I'm getting it confused with clobbering.
No, a cobbler. Cobblers used to be very big in the United States. And this cobbler who's making international news, he's in England. So evidently there's still cobbling going on in England. A cobbler fixes shoes.
Oh, see, when you said England, I thought you was going in the direction of cobblestones. You know, they still have cobblestone roads.
No, nothing to do with that, no.
Okay.
Cobblers used to be big in the United States. When people didn't have much money and they got a hole in their shoe or their shoe needed to be fixed, they would go to the cobbler and drop off their shoes and then pick them up the next day or whatever the case may be. I mean, now, even the poorest of poor Americans, when they get a hole in their shoe, they throw them in the garbage and they just go, they go buy a new pair of shoes or a new pair of sneakers.
So that's back in the day when shoes had those hard bottoms and you used nails like it was a horseshoe to tack them on at the bottom if they had a hole.
I don't know if the quality of the shoe back then was better than it is today, Coleman. I'm not sure about
okay.
that. But anyways, here's the reason why a cobbler is making news at the end of January in 2020. Cobbler's thumb cut off during shoe accident. And they replaced his thumb with his big toe.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So now I'm looking at him, and his right hand, where his thumb used to be, it's his big toe now.
His own big toe?
Yeah, it's his own big toe.
They couldn't find nobody to donate a thumb for him? Didn't have any extra spare parts somewhere?
Well.
On ice?
They got it from him.
Okay.
Boy, doctors are something else these days, aren't they? After losing his thumb in a horrific shoe repair accident, boy, that must have been some job on that shoe, that a professional cobbler, actually cut off his thumb. Guy must have had a big foot, whoever shoe he was working on. This couldn't have been a little foot. You would think this would be a big foot.
Yeah.
Size 12 or something.
Does
like
it
that.
Say it was whether it was an Air Jordan or a Nike or whether
Doesn't
it was
Adidas?
Doesn't
say the exact type of shoe. Okay. David Lee is his name. And after losing his thumb in a horrific shoe repair accident, The cobbler, David Lee, thought he was going to lose his job. Fortunately, doctors were able to find a replacement on his foot, his big toe. Now, after a long recovery, David Lee is cobbling like nothing ever happened. So he's, I mean, think about it. If you're a cobbler, that means you're fixing shoes that need to be repaired.
Right.
You'd think you would need both of your thumbs.
Clearly, you don't need your big toe to do the job.
Well, now
it's an upper body job.
On his right hand, this professional cobbler, David Lee, over in England, he now has his thumb. I'm trying to see if that's his left thumb or his, I mean, if that's his left toe, big toe, or his right big toe.
And the cool part about it is he can now fix his own shoe to accommodate for that lack of a toe that he has so he can walk properly. See? That's the benefits of being your own cobbler.
I wonder how professional cobblers do in England here in the year 2020. Well, look, this guy, he had a freak cobbler accident, a freak shoe repair accident where he ended up cutting off his thumb. But doctors were able to take his big toe off and put it on his right hand where his thumb was. And now, no problem. He's fixing shoes just as good, if not even better than he was before he cut his thumb off.
Well, based on the context clues, it doesn't seem like cobblers do pretty well. He was so concerned about keeping his job that he was willing to cut off his toe and sew it on his hand to keep the job. So maybe cobblers aren't doing that well. That was an act of desperation. He could have moved on to something else. He could have retired if he was really doing well. But the fact that he was really, like, desperate, like, oh, my God, I'm about to lose my job. What do I do? Oh, I get it. I can cut off my toe to keep my job. So he may not be doing that well.
Have you ever gotten a shoe repaired?
No, never.
Yeah, either have I. But again, these are the things we take for granted living in America now. Back in the day, when a lot of people didn't have a lot of money, they couldn't just afford to get rid of a shoe because it had a hole in it. They had to call the cobbler.
Yeah. No, most of my shoes come from China.
Well, I'm looking at it the opposite way you looked at it, Coleman. I think he must be making some good bucks over there cobbling shoes, fixing shoes, if he's willing to take a toe off of his foot and give him a thumb so he can get back to work.
All right, well, we give that guy a thumbs up for doing a big toe up for doing a great job and sticking with it.
Hey, coming up on the show, the latest on the Kobe Bryant sad story. And also, some shoppers went into a French Quarter store recently. They didn't like some of the items that were for sale in that store. And they got in touch with the owner of the store to let her know, and she's not selling those items anymore. We'll tell you what they are.
Karen.
We'll tell you what they are coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And the reason why so many people are talking about Kobe Bryant this morning, it's because he was not only so very famous, and most people knew the name, even if you weren't really that familiar with his game. I mean, one of the greatest basketball players who ever lived. He's in the argument as being one of the five greatest players who ever lived. He's definitely in that argument. Five-time world champion. He was a championship series most valuable player. He was an NBA most valuable player, and he had a long career. We all knew him. Sports fans knew him from when he was 18 years old, coming out of high school in Pennsylvania, where he was drafted by the Charlotte team, but then they traded him right after they drafted him to the Los Angeles Lakers, and where he played his entire NBA career. And you know, you're not supposed to die like that in a helicopter crash with one of your daughters when you're 41 years old and you're taking her to a basketball game that you're the coach of. And that's why it's pretty shocking yesterday when I know my phone blew up, and we all have cell phones now, and when there's big news that happens on most of our cell phones, we have it set to where things go off, beeps go off, sounds go off, and And that happened early yesterday afternoon here in New Orleans, where I was reading something on my cell phone, then all of a sudden, boop, 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 and then it kept popping up. Kobe Bryant killed
now,
in
some would say
helicopter
like,
crash.
Now, you say, like, you're right. Naturally, that's not supposed to happen. But what about, like, some would bring up, okay, well, it happens all the time. It just doesn't have spotlights. There are car crashes. There are train wrecks. There are volcano eruptions. There are times where young people and kids are victims of untimely tragedies. And you're right. It doesn't seem natural that it's supposed to happen, but it does happen more so than we think. We just have a spotlight on it because of how bright his stars shined.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant's stars shine. But tragedies like that happen more often. We just don't think about it or give it the proper due or respect because the people that are involved in those tragedies aren't celebrities.
Well, that's right. And Coleman, I saw a few of my Facebook friends yesterday post, you know, first responders die every day in cities and towns all over America.
That is true.
And we don't, you know, we're talking about police officers and firemen and first responders. They do die, but most people don't know who they are.
And how many times have you been scrolling on Facebook and you see a tragedy? 7 die in a mountain climbing accident, and you just keep scrolling. You don't even click on the story to even see who these people are or what their names were. You just keep on going. Oh, 7 people died in a mountain climbing accident. Oh, well, let's see what else is going on. And then you continue to scroll because there's no star power in those type of stories.
Yeah, and the reason why so many people are talking about it, and that's all you're seeing or hearing about, is because not only was he one of the greatest who ever lived to play basketball, he was one of the greatest in the world at his very high-profile job. But he transcended basketball. And in Southern California, in the Los Angeles area, the guy's a complete icon. He's a cultural icon, as well as being one of the greatest basketball players to ever lace up sneakers. And you're just, but at 41 years old, when you're with one of your daughters on a helicopter taking her to a basketball game that you're going to coach her in, it's just not supposed to happen that way. And they're saying now out of Los Angeles that the Los Angeles Police Department grounded all of their helicopters during that time. It was late morning. It was morning time in Los Angeles when it happened. And the Los Angeles Police Department said that they grounded all of their helicopters because they couldn't see at least 2 miles. That's where they draw the line. Because it gets foggy there a lot, you know, smoggy. And if they couldn't see 2 miles yesterday morning and they grounded all of their helicopters, the Los Angeles police, many are saying now that this helicopter pilot shouldn't have been flying. And if it was because of the fog and they hit a part of a mountain because of that fog or whatever the case may be, we don't know exactly right now. But it looks like that helicopter should not have been in the air yesterday. Because, again, this kind of thing just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. And it happens so rare that when it does happen, that's why so many people are
I think it's too early to speculate. There's a lot of factors we still don't know about. Maybe the pilot of the helicopter didn't get the memo about the fog warning prior. He could have lifted off earlier than when the warning was set. Or maybe he's a private helicopter. He doesn't have the network with city officials. You know, Kobe's rich. It was probably a private helicopter that he was on with a private pilot. So there's so many factors involved. It's so hard to speculate exactly what happened, but we do know.
Yeah, no, and Coleman, you're right. We don't want to speculate. I'm just telling you what I'm reading because a helicopter is not supposed to just crash like this. And besides Kobe Bryant and his daughter, there were 7 other people, a total of 9 people, including the pilot, lost their lives yesterday.
Yeah.
But smog and fog and haze is always an issue in Los Angeles. So if you're a pilot, I don't care, private, public, whatever, you know that. You know that before you take off. And so it's just sad, and it's something that a lot of people are talking about. Again, because of the fact And not only was he one of the greatest in the world at his very high-profile job, whoever did that job, but he transcended that. And for many people, he was a cultural icon. It is sad. And there were some inappropriate things on social media yesterday as well. Did you hear what was said on one of the news channels on MSNBC? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? We can't play it for you here. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So the coronavirus, that's making a lot of headlines. They say there's 5 Americans now that have it.
Oh, boy.
The coronavirus. Its name has a lot of people confused because it has nothing to do with Mexico. So a lot of people want to call it basically this came out of Asia. And some people are confused when they see the name coronavirus for something that's coming out of Asia. A lot of people want to call it Kung Flu. I don't know if that's politically correct or not. And there's no truth to the rumor that Corona Beer now is changing their name to Ebola because they don't want people to freak out too much over the coronavirus. But they're saying now 5 people in the United States have it. Watch out for that. Coming up next, did you hear what an MSNBC reporter said on the air when she was covering the tragic Kobe Bryant helicopter crash yesterday? Did you hear this? That's that and more coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Sad morning, sad day yesterday when Kobe Bryant, one of the greatest basketball players, whoever laced up sneakers, died along with one of his daughters and 7 others in a tragic helicopter crash yesterday morning in Los Angeles. And we said we're not trying to speculate, but something like this just shouldn't happen. The latest I read, the Los Angeles police said that they grounded all of their helicopters yesterday morning because they couldn't see. I guess 2 miles is the limit that you have to be able to see. And there's a lot of fog and a lot of smog, a lot of haze in Los Angeles. And so when Kobe Bryant's helicopter went down yesterday, the Los Angeles Police Department's helicopters were already grounded because they couldn't see very well. So that might have something to do with what happened yesterday. But the reason why it's such a big deal is because a 41-year-old guy who's one of the greatest basketball players who ever played and was coaching one of his daughters in her youth basketball league died in a helicopter crash. That's just not supposed to happen. And did you hear what one of the reporters said on one of the cable news stations, MSNBC? Her name's Allison Morris. And she said something that I can't repeat or we can't play here on the show. When she was reporting on the helicopter accident, she said Kobe Bryant played with the Los Angeles N-words. Instead of saying the Los Angeles Lakers, she actually said the Los Angeles N-words. And that went around yesterday, and she had to come back, and she apologized. She said, quote, please know I did not and would never, the word never in all capital letters, use a racist term. I apologize for the confusion this caused. Well, people were confused at why she said that word, but they weren't confused over whether she said it or not. It was pretty obvious. And that was one of the things that happened yesterday. Coleman, you're a black guy. We're Were you completely offended? And did you think that she just made a mistake? Because there are some people on social media saying she must use that word a lot if she was able to say it so easily at her job on the news.
All right, full disclaimer, especially for you, Daphne, I do not speak for all black people. I only speak for myself. This is just my personal opinion. So, of course, before I saw the video, I saw the media outrage. Oh, I can't believe she would say such a thing. It was a Freudian slip. That's what she really means. So I had to see what everybody was talking about. So I listened to the video myself. I listened to it from different video sources. Some people had the actual clip. Some people was recording on their cell phones, and I heard it very clearly. And I have to say, from my opinion, even though she did say the word, the way she said it, I don't think she meant to. I really did believe she got confused. She had a blurtation. And just by the way she reacted when she heard herself say it, she tried to save herself. Even though she said it, I don't think she meant to. Now, we were talking about, well, how do you make that kind of mistake? Well, her explanation was she was getting the Los Angeles Lakers confused with the Los Angeles Knicks.
The New York Knicks.
The New York Knicks. And she was about to say the word Knicks, but then she caught herself and tried to switch to Lakers after she started saying the word Knicks. See? So, the way she said it, I can see her catching herself mid-word in the middle of the word Knicks and then switching up to hurry up to correct herself to say the word Lakers. And the combination of the word Knicks and the end part of the word Lakers makes a bad combination for live television. I believe I think she really made a mistake. You know, and some people say, well, she must say that word in general conversation and not for her to be that comfortable saying it. It didn't come out comfortably. Trust me, I've said it a lot in general conversations with my homeboys. That's not how a person says it naturally.
Yeah, when I hang out with you, when I'm in your car, you know, you play all different types of music. Sure, you're a rock fan, but you also like hip hop, and some of the songs you play, I can't sing along with you.
Yeah, you're not supposed to, but... You know what? One day I'll give you a pass. Next time you're riding with me, we'll go somewhere secluded, and I'll just blast whatever music you like, and I'll let you sing along with me. We'll have a bond.
That's not what I do.
Okay.
But out of all the mistakes this woman could make, I mean, out of the lexicon of words, I mean, there are tons of words, and she happened to call the Los Angeles Lakers the Los Angeles N-words.
And this is something you can't change anybody's minds about. The people that are convinced that she said it believe she said it. The people that believe it was a mistake believe it was a mistake. And no matter whether she meant it or not, she's going to suffer some backlash. Something has to happen.
And yesterday after it happened, sure, that's pretty much everything I saw. That's the only thing I saw, whether it was on social media or whether it was on television. Last night, ABC, which also owns ESPN, on both of those channels, they had a one-hour Kobe Bryant special that they did. Again, he's one of the most famous people on the planet, one of the greatest basketball players who ever played. He's transcending basketball. And what he was going to do in his post-basketball career, we don't know. He was going to get into the NBA, the Professional Basketball Naismith Hall of Fame this year, because you have to wait 5 years from after you retire, and this was his fifth year. He was going to get voted in to the Hall of Fame this year. It's just so sad, and the fact that one of his daughters was, and the seven other people who all perished in that helicopter crash yesterday, the shock value of it is another thing that is why it's omnipresent, because it's not supposed to happen. Sure, I mean, I could think of some deaths that a lot of people talked about, but when Kurt Cobain killed himself, some people think that his wife at the time had something to do with it. But when Kurt Cobain died, sure, it sucked. It was sad. It was tragic, but it wasn't that surprising. I mean, the guy had a hardcore drug habit, a heroin habit, for a long time, and not that long before he killed himself, he OD'd and almost died of a drug overdose. So that wasn't completely from out of left field.
Yeah.
Where this came from yesterday, this was just sad. And then, you know, there I saw people on social media say that, you know, a lot of people die every day, first responders, you know, they don't get this kind of press. Well, he was one of the most famous people on the planet. And he was one of the greatest people who ever did his high-profile job. So that's why. And I saw people bringing up the rape allegations from about 17 years ago in Colorado, and people were getting that wrong. Because he had always said that that was consensual. And when his trial was going on, the victim refused to go into court and testify, which nullified that court case. That case was thrown out. He ended up writing her a check in a civil case that happened, but he was never found guilty of raping that woman because she didn't show up to testify, and so they threw the case out. But again, he did pay civilly. We don't know exactly how much he wrote the check for. But yesterday wasn't the time, and because people were bringing up on social media, I saw a couple of people, is this how we treat rapists? Well, he was never convicted.
He always going to get that bunch that always focused on a negative of what people do.
And there's a time and a place for everything, and yesterday wasn't the time. I mean, I'm just thinking about not just him and his daughter, but his remaining family members, and how about all the other seven people that died in that helicopter crash and their families and such. So just a sad day when someone that is known by pretty much everybody, even people that didn't follow him, they knew the name, they knew who he was, and 41 years old. Again, much too young in a way like this. This just shouldn't happen. It just shouldn't happen. Coming up, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock. So there is a store owner in the French Quarter that's making news this morning because some people were not happy with some of the items she was selling, and they told her about it. They let her know they weren't happy, and she now says that she'll stop selling the items. What are the items? Well, Nazi items and Jim Crow era caricatures of black people. The store's called Rare Finds, collectibles, gifts, and jewelry. And evidently there were some people who saw those things on sale, and they went to the owner and they said, you can't be selling this stuff. She was selling a Nazi flag, and again, Jim Crow era caricatures of black people. And there's a group that combats anti-Semitism and racism, and evidently someone from that group happened to be in that store in the French Quarter and said, what are you selling here? You can't be selling this stuff. And so the leader of the group contacted the owner of the store. Her name is Sue Saucier. And she said that I will happily stop selling this stuff. Isn't that something how we're sitting here in the year 2020 and Nazis are still making news?
See, it's not Nazis, it's Nazi memorabilia.
News. This is a story about something Nazi related.
Well, it's rare collectibles and rare finds. Some of it is memorabilia that where else can you find a Nazi flag or Jim Crow stuff? It's rare. Nobody sees it anymore. See, I'm looking at this from a free market capitalist perspective. If there's a market for it, it's not illegal. Yeah, do I agree with the memorabilia? No, I'm not a Nazi sympathizer, nor do I agree with the Jim Crow law era stuff. But if there's a market for it and somebody wants to buy it and put it in their house, I'm all for it. If you want to hang a Nazi flag in your bedroom, please knock yourself out. Just give the woman her money, and she'll give you the receipt. And that's how I look at it from a capitalist perspective, you know?
Well, I remember, Coleman, you're a part of the show, and we had talked about maybe giving you a stage name. You know, because a lot of people in radio, they use a different name. And mm-hmm. I remember Jim Crow was one of the names that came up.
No, that was the name of that song that we had did a few years ago because somebody had said on one of the protests that the other place was the new home of the Jim Crow or something. Like, it was
no,
funny.
No. I remember that. But I remember you said you were happy with Coleman. And because I remember the name Jim Crow came up. Maybe you could call yourself Jim Crow on
this
show.
I didn't want to do that.
Yeah, I didn't think I wanted to do that. That wasn't going to work.
No.
Well, anyways, at least this store now in the French Quarter, they're not selling that stuff anymore.
And she has a right as a business owner to say, okay, I won't sell it. So
she's listening to her customers, or yeah. at least listening to some people.
Yeah. So no harm, no foul. I get it. Like I'm not against her selling it. And I'm not against her not selling it. As long as it's her choice and she's not being forced by the government.
Although, Coleman, I'll be honest with you. I think it's easier right now in the year 2020 to find and buy a Nazi flag than it is to find and buy a Confederate flag.
Possibly.
Which is, that's a whole nother story right there. Coming up next on the show, I'll tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. John Osterlund here with you. And since it's just past 8:35, usually at 8:35 we tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Arizona police say they've arrested the infamous Penis Man graffiti artist.
Penis.
A graffiti artist suspected of spraying numerous surfaces in Arizona with the words Penis Man was finally arrested. Dustin Schomer is his name, but Dustin...
You idiot!
Dustin Schomer, also known as Penis Man, was arrested for spreading his tag throughout the town of Tempe, Arizona. That's where Arizona State University is. It was all over that campus. Covering traffic poles, abandoned buildings, and traffic light poles with the vulgar phrase, Penis Man. He's 38 years old, this Penis Man. And he was slapped with aggravated criminal damage and criminal trespassing charges. Following his arrest, he created a GoFundMe page to assist in his legal fees. He said, quote, I'm broke and I've lost my job, unquote, according to Penis Man. He continued, I need help with legal fees to defend myself against the Tempe, Arizona Police Department. He said, I've got bad PTSD and had an AR-15 in my face 2 days ago. That bleep was real scary, wrote Penis Man.
All right, that's vital information to his case.
So over the weekend, he's raised $1,600 of his $10,000 goal.
See, I get the vandalism and graffiti as a crime, but is the word Penis Man really vulgar, or is that one of those double standards? Like, because if a woman was out there tagging subways and walls and it said boob woman, nobody would consider boob woman to be a vulgar phrase, right?
No, this is one of those crimes.
This is a double standard.
This is one of those crimes where I think it's a male crime. Again, much like the peeping toms and the mm-hmm. public flashers, you don't see attractive women being peeping toms, looking into windows, strangers' windows. You don't see attractive women going to a park or into a department store or a Walmart and just flashing. You just don't see that. Those are male crimes.
Also,
and I think being a graffiti artist is mostly a male crime, isn't it?
Yeah, but also he never actually drew the image of a penis. He just wrote the word penis, which is a medical term. The word man is a medical term. So why is penis and man all of a sudden vulgar? Just because, vandalism, I'm okay with that. Vulgar, I disagree with.
Well, we have a tagger here in New Orleans. He calls himself Reznor. Mm-hmm. And you see that word, that name, Reznor, all over the place in New Orleans. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
And the cops, they thought they caught him once, but it wasn't him. And they've been looking for that guy. I guess we're lucky that instead of Penis Man being tagged all over the city, it's the word Reznor. But the word Reznor, it's not good looking either.
Yeah, nah.
Boy, he does it. So, Penis Man. Arrested. And there's his mugshot. I'm gonna put this when we're done with this segment. I'm gonna get this on the on our website, bayou957.com. It'll simply be titled Penis Man Arrested. And this guy, looking at his mugshot, you know, I don't know if he wants to be known as Penis Man. If you're a guy, wouldn't you rather be known, I don't know, as Vagina Man or something like that?
Well, but, that's the name he went with. That's the name he sprayed everywhere. So that's his name now.
But this guy, Dustin Shomer, will always be known now because of this story. Anytime you Google him, the website, the mugshot, the Penis Man, it's Penis Man arrested. So the people in Tempe, Arizona, they can sleep a little bit better tonight. That is the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Ronda Rousey, she was a great mixed martial arts fighter. Did she go into professional wrestling?
Yeah, for about a year. She was great at that, too.
And the only reason I brought her up, Coleman, is I was just reading a couple of things about her. Someone said, yeah, Ronda Rousey's great and everything. But I hung out with her a few times at Jason Morris Judo while she was staying in New York. What I remember most was she had very smelly feet. Very smelly. You could smell the funk in the entire dojo. I'm just wondering if that'd be a turnoff for you. If you're hanging out with Ronda Rousey. I mean, besides the fact she could probably kick your backside.
Well, in public, yeah, that would be a turnoff. But if you're in a gym and you're out there and your mixed martial arts discipline is jiu-jitsu and kickboxing, you're working your feet out a lot. So it stands to reason that if you're in a gym training to kickbox and use your feet all the time for hours and hours on end, there's going to be some negative effects. Now, if she's just at the beach and her feet stink, yeah, that's a turnoff.
Okay, so that's a different story then.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. I just saw that because I remember Ronda Rousey made some headlines being a fantastic female mixed martial arts fighter. And then I know she was doing a little professional wrestling too. And by the way, if you want to see the mugshot in the story of Penis Man, who we were just talking about during the dumbest thing I read all morning, it's about the guy that the police in Arizona finally arrested. They've been looking for him for a long time because he's been tagging graffiti all over the place out there. And he's been tagging the term Penis Man everywhere. And so they knew who they were looking for. It's much like New Orleans has Reznor. He tags his name. It could be worse. It could be Penis Man all over New Orleans buildings. But they got this guy, and I've got his mugshot up there now. And can you imagine, like, he just gets out of prison? Hey, he's getting all this publicity. Penis Man, what's up? Hey, there he is, PM. Hey, Penis Man. I hope he doesn't go to some prison if he has the nickname Penis Man now. I mean, if he goes to some prison, he could be in all kinds of trouble.
So you're the Penis Man, huh?
Yeah, that's why I don't know if I would want to be known as that. But if you want to go see the Penis Man, his mugshot, and then the story of his arrest, it's there for you right now on our website at bayou957.com. And that's going to do it for our show this morning. Thank you for listening. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty! Got your music notes at noon. We'll chat again tomorrow morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.